WildTalkRadio.com. The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
I remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Hey, chat, if you'd like an ad-free experience, just click the purple rectangular button below the screen and use your Prime Gaming here. It's that simple. You can also use Kirk Rockin' Sucking the Fortnite Item Shop, hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin', joined as always by the intern, King Kittens.
What is up? It is draft time. Someone will be on the board soon, and who knows, there may be a trade coming. We just don't know yet.
We also have the Keishi.
Yes, wind will be blowing, drafts everywhere.
And then the Tim Stein.
That would be the me.
That would be
and,
you.
And breaking news, I've just been traded to the Voice of Wrestling.
Bye, Tim.
Is this 2003 Bye. Again?
Is that a real thing?
Keishi, where the hell were you 20 years ago?
Not listening to the Voice of Wrestling?
All right. Yeah. All right. Before Tim starts writing about Tim, Tim Stein was once the Voice of Wrestling. Does that make you feel better, Tim?
On the webcast, I'm still the fucking Voice of Wrestling.
Are you,
You're
though?
A Voice of Wrestling.
I am the Voice of Wrestling, and I've got the credentials to back it up. Keishi, a little bit of history for you. I was one of the progenitors of one of the very first live weekly wrestling webcasts. Everything else was recorded and uploaded, and we did it live. It was called Voice of Wrestling.
That's fair.
Yeah. And, you know, I did absolutely everything and was given nothing. I walked and in 2004 created WrestleTalk Radio.
See, I've only been around since WrestleTalk Radio.
So what is a WrestleTalk Radio then?
It is live internet radio where we sometimes talk about wrestling.
I remember the sports era of this show.
Wild Talk Radio?
Yeah, it was WTR Saturday night talking sports.
We joined a affiliated/joined a website that had all of these different webcasts on throughout the week. And I remember at one point in time, we actually had numbers that spiked up to 600 listeners.
Hey.
Which was pretty kind of cool.
Was a thing back in the day.
Now
the market's saturated.
The market is oversaturated, and we've dropped down to 400 listeners.
There you go. By the way, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Night, at, during the week, and things, and talk to us and all the things. Do Out of Flames for him as well. He talks hockey on there.
That's not just hockey, but tonight, yeah, I've made a couple of hockey tweets.
He's been talking hockey, and that's why he was late to the show.
It's not why
hey,
I was
Tim, late how are the Flames doing?
Same as always.
That's not true. Some golf courses opened up this week.
Go Leafs!
Well, you know what's really funny? And I actually tweeted this out, seeing as you brought it up, part of the Flames doing. When did the Las Vegas Golden Knights enter the league? 2017, right?
I don't know. You would know.
Since, well, yeah, it was 2017. Since the Vegas Golden Knights have been a thing in the NHL, there have been two teams that have alternated winning the Pacific Division in the regular season. And that's Las Vegas and Calgary. No other team in the Pacific Division has won the division but those two teams. So based on that, admittedly, it's only a 6-year
span.
Yeah, sort of.
Era.
No. The phrase I'm looking for, the word I'm looking for, is not dynasty. Sports specific. It's not sports specific.
It's all the. It's 6 years of statistical data.
It's a small
sample size. Error.
Thank you. Sample size.
We would get there eventually.
A huge sample size. But I would like to take this time right now and be the first Calgary Flames fan to congratulate the Calgary Flames on being the 2024 Pacific Division champions.
All right. Someone clip that, ship it in a year when it doesn't happen. Appreciate it.
Somebody clip that, bookmark it, save it, and play it at the end of the regular season next year.
When it doesn't happen. Exactly.
When Calgary gets a lottery pick.
If it happens or doesn't happen, it might, it could.
Who knows? But we're not here to talk hockey, because that's Fire on Ice, and that show has been canceled for a long time. We're here to talk WWE Draft, which takes place this week, starting Friday and then the following Monday. SmackDown and Raw.
Hockey draft doesn't happen until June.
Yeah, because the NFL draft is Thursday through Saturday, so you know they're timing it with that. Draft people actually watch. They say things are going to be shaken up again. The game is going to change. Should we go back to a hard split?
Yes.
The game is going to change, so Triple H is going to have a different suit. Cool.
Mm-hmm. But should we get to a hard split? Go back to
yes.
It.
Yes.
Because it actually means something that way. If you're going to do a draft, if you want it to mean something, if someone is on a brand, then they need to just be on that brand. If you have someone that's a champion that can jump shows, you know, tag champs, universal champion, then you're essentially above the brand because you work for both.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you don't have that title, you should not be involved.
That being said, Brent, do you believe in unifying all the titles so there's just one title for each, like, division, one set of tag title belts, one WWE World, call it the WWE World Heavyweight Championship belt, one women's title, and then, of course, you keep the U.S. and the Intercontinental because they're, even though they're the same, it's still different. And those are the only two brand-specific titles you have.
I don't know if I fully support having universals across all things. I think in certain cases it can be helpful if your tier is lacking. But what I also think it does is it very much limits your pool. Because what'll happen is, even though you can jump from one to another, let's say if your tag belts are unified, and so Sammy and Kevin are fighting on Raw because it was deemed their number one challenger was whatever. It kind of hurts SmackDown in that respect, even though they're unified, unless you want to do the thing where they drop a belt on SmackDown and now it's like, okay, yeah, SmackDown now has their own tag titles.
Which defeats exactly everything I'm bringing up. Casey, what do you think?
I think if it's tough to reduce to have that small amount of titles, with the size of roster that they have.
There's 96 people supposedly currently eligible to be drafted.
Jesus. Yeah.
Before you include NXT.
And I mean, you see it with Roman holding both, I don't know, heavyweight titles or whatever you want to call them.
The top tier titles.
Both world titles.
Both world titles, which kind of restricts who can kind of fight for them. They're like uber talented people on both shows that you could give a fair shake on each brand to carry their own titles. Having one specific brand title per show just is not enough. So I think they should just split them all up.
So taking this a step further, should brand specific premium live events be a thing again?
I think that depends on how often they would happen. Like if you're going to do one PLE per brand per month, aka two PLEs a month, I think that's too much.
But if you alternate it, how about every other?
I mean, that'd be okay because you can kind of, you know, you can kind of book the stories a little bit longer in between, giving 2 months instead of one. You could do slightly different things with it because of that.
It also puts less pressure on your top stars to be on every premium live event, so it even makes them more of a must-see act on those shows.
Yeah.
Should they go back to a single brand premium live events, Brant?
Exclusively? I personally wouldn't.
Okay.
I think what you can do is you can do, like, let's say for your premium live event, you've got your six or seven matches. Because they've been really good about kind of limiting how many they're going to put on there and doing quality.
3 hour shows, 6 to 7 matches, yeah.
Yeah. So what you can do is you can do your, like, your top two or three feuds on each show, and then whichever ones don't get featured, that's like you're building them up for the next one kind of thing, which will get people more invested. Whereas I think if you have an entire show that is the SmackDown Premium Live event, it would almost have to alternate months, and then you kind of run into a possible quagmire of, you know, If people aren't really invested in SmackDown storylines, that PLE is not going to do well. No one's going to care.
But if Roman's the World Heavyweight Undisputed Universal Champion on SmackDown, and he's headlining those shows, people would care, though.
They would care, but then... So Roman would be able to travel to either show because he has both world titles.
Mm-hmm. But Roman's not working every premium live event.
No, Roman's not working every premium live event, and even still... Who's to say Roman would work every SmackDown live event anyway?
every 2 months he could work one.
I understand. One thing I would love to see, I saw someone propose this, and this is getting a little into the draft, so I can also hold on this.
It all ties together, because again, us talking about what we think is going to move is not as important as this.
So the one thing I would love to, someone proposed this online, and I read it, and I loved it.
Okay.
Who's been the most loyal person of the Bloodline?
Solo.
Paul Heyman.
Solo Sikoa. What if he got drafted to Raw?
Ooh.
The rest of the Bloodline stays on SmackDown. So the Usos, you've got Roman, you've got Paul, they're all over there. His most loyal foot soldier, the one that he can always call on, gets sent to the other show. Roman wouldn't know what to do. Because there's still that simmering tension underneath about Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he would betray Roman, but there's that undercurrent of, like, it could happen. Or, like, what happens if Roman wants to call on, like, he needs help? Is Jay going to be the kind of guy to come to him in a pinch like Solo is able to?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something moving forward that would be really cool, and it could show the fact that, like, we all get with the draft this idea of, like, anything can happen. Teams could split. You know, brothers could end up on opposite shows. That would be one of those things where if it hit, I think everyone would be like, whoa, wait a minute. And it would give Solo a chance to kind of be featured on his own.
It would. It's something to think about when in terms of, you know, splitting up the Judgment Day or splitting up the Bloodline or splitting up even the Street Profits, because everyone's kind of banking on that to be a thing in the draft, even though they shouldn't.
No, I've said it from the beginning. If the Street Profits split up, Angelo Dawkins is dead in the water.
Like, he's talented as all hell, but...
There's a reason why he kept bouncing into tag teams in NXT until Montez Ford came along and it took off.
Mm-hmm. Tim, should they go brand specific, PLEs?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
It was just not entertaining. They were scrambling to fill enough time to make it worth back then when it was actually called actual pay-per-view and people actually forked out $40
mm-hmm.
per or $50 or whatever it was. I mean, geez, the market was so wide open. It was like anywhere from $30 to $60 for
it,
one.
It depended on the event. It's now $70. WrestleMania was $30 a night. That's
like
anything.
You know, like back then, mm-hmm. It was a huge chunk of change, and that's where the bulk of WWE's money came from. It was just, I absolutely could not stand the brand specific, pay-per-views. They were not entertaining. There wasn't enough diversity happening. It just half the time felt like a struggle to get through watching the damn things. The storylines, the angles, everything, compelling television, you're tuning in every week to watch the program to keep up to date on what's going on so you didn't get lost or anything like that. But it just, for me, more times than not, did not seem to work.
Mm-hmm. So that's things that could happen, and that's kind of takes us to what we think is going to happen, and this is where homework comes into play.
Daft Punk's homework?
I asked everybody to put together a list of 10 names.
Oops.
Did you go over 10?
Did you go far under 10?
Was it 10 names per show or 10 names total?
10 names total.
Okay. I did my homework properly. I just wanted to make sure.
I understood the assignment.
I sent 10 people to Raw and I sent 10 people to SmackDown.
That's even better. It fills more content.
I'm not going to explain the reason why.
Or do you have conditions attached to every single superstar, Tim?
Do you?
No.
Okay,
I have one
I want
conditional...
him to go there on the condition that I don't like him on that show and he looks ugly in red.
Fair.
I have one conditional.
But... Yeah, but you always have one conditional.
Well, yeah, that's because this one actually plays out.
Well, and yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Keishi, before I forget, I have to bring this up. This is an absolute, totally non-sequitur and has nothing to do with the draft or anything like that, but... You wrestled for RCW a couple weeks ago, right?
I did.
You wrestled a kid from France.
I did.
His real name is Sasha.
Okay.
And wait a minute. My ESP is also telling me that you beat him.
Oh, your ESP is wrong.
Yeah, he beat you.
Huh? No, I didn't take the pin.
Oh, you didn't take the pin. It was a tag match.
It was a tag match.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, the work that I've been doing the last couple of weeks, installing bedrooms in the basement suite of a townhouse.
Oh.
Yeah, he's living there.
I see. The townhouse?
Well, seeing as the person that we haven't named has two of them. Well, one's a townhouse and the other is his mother's house.
Yes. Okay, I'm on the same page.
Okay. Yep. And so, yeah. So he and I have had a few chats. I brought up your name. He said, "Oh, I wrestled him last night." He said,
"Ah, yes.
Yep. I wrestled him last night. What happened? Oh, we beat him."
I'd like to say that Keishi and Tim are now on the same page. Rock and I are not even in the library.
You're not even in the same country.
Okay. Back.
Literally as well as figuratively.
Back to where we were headed before we verted.
Anyway, he wrestled in Lethbridge last night and had a blast. He's loving being in Canada.
That's good.
Yeah.
I wish he would love not stomping me stiff as much as he loves being in Canada.
Oh, he was a little stiff, was he?
He's every I'd say fourth or fifth shot he lays it in.
Cool.
you gonna give him a receipt?
No, they're not like super hardcore, but you feel them.
Okay. Well, just to let, both Brent and Rock know, he's a student, and he's still training.
Yeah.
And so he's learning.
He's new. That's why I give him leeway.
Yeah. But, I'll let him know tomorrow, to be a little less stiff. I'll tell him loosen up a little bit. Otherwise he's going to find out what a potato is.
All right. Back to the draft.
And we're back to the draft. Thank you for playing along.
Okay, so.
Hi, Rock.
Brent.
Yes.
Who are you? Give me two names you're sending to SmackDown.
Two names I'm sending to SmackDown.
Yes.
First on my list of sending people to SmackDown will be one, Bayley.
Oh, breaking them up, I see.
The current is already kind of there. I think Dakota is going to be able to stand on her own. I think Io will be able to stand on her own. Bayley did a good job of kind of help ushering them into the main roster, but I think Bayley kind of just needs to go on to her own. And honestly, I think her on SmackDown is entertaining as hell.
Okay.
Plus, if I remember correctly, someone works SmackDown, don't they?
You only want Bayley on SmackDown because of Michael Cole.
Exactly, because it's entertaining as shit.
Okay. Question for the panel. Did anyone else have Bayley going to SmackDown?
Me.
Not me.
Casey!
So, Case, why?
A lot of the reasons that you said are the same. I completely forgot Cole was on SmackDown. That was just extra. But it's just...
That was a bonus.
Yes. I just think that Damage Control has kind of run its course based on how they've been booked, and it's time to break them up, and there is not a better way to do that than to send Bayley away. And like, you can even have that as like a, you know, Bayley's all angry that, oh, they're breaking us up, this is on purpose, don't worry, I'll make sure we stay together, and the other two are just like, no, we're good, and then just send her pack and all like, what? I think that'd be funny, but I think they need to break up.
Okay.
Well, the draft gives them a perfect way of doing it where you don't have to have Dakota and Io turn. It can just be, yeah, the announcement hits and Bayley goes to SmackDown and you just see the look on her face and you see the other two and they can like have a small little grin.
Yeah, like I'm not saying like a straight up turn, but like, oh no, you're going to SmackDown. That is too bad. We'll miss you.
Yeah,
good luck.
That's awful. We would totally fight this if we could. Have a good time.
All right, give me another one, Brent.
Honestly, I have some other ones mixed in that are my conditional, but I'll jump down a little bit. Bobby Lashley. I know he just got into a feud with Bronson, but I feel like Lashley has kind of done a lot of what he can on Raw. And I think if he goes to SmackDown, he's got a couple more options that he can now work with.
Mm-hmm.
That would be some fresh kind of matchups, which is always what we want to see with the draft. We want to take some people, be able to flop them over to another area and let them kind of get some new blood that we haven't seen.
Well, and you could also theoretically move Bronson too. Like, switching him between shows, I don't think would make that big of a difference one way or another, and then they can keep that feud going.
True.
And you can also keep them apart, and when they meet in, say, like a Money in the Bank match or a Royal Rumble, it keeps their feud
their
going
unfinished
before
business.
Right. Before they finally meet up again, since they are fighting, I believe, at Backlash in a triple threat for the U.S. title. All right. Anyone else have Lashley moving?
Yay! I'm the only one.
The first person I wrote down, Brent,
yeah,
was Lashley to SmackDown. Just so it's on there. I have names just in case we need extra names. That was the first one I came up with. The first.
I mean, well, and the thing is like Bobby over on SmackDown could be, you could build him up to be a credible fight for Roman again.
Oh, for sure.
Because they haven't done that one yet.
They touched on it a little bit, but we never really got that feud. And Bobby just, with his size, with his ability of being a former MMA fighter, you're like, yeah, like I could totally see him go up against Roman and be like, I'm gonna mess you up, and Roman will go, damn.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially like you have that Rumble match against Brock where Lashley almost had him and Brock had to cheat to get out of it.
Yeah. All right, Tim, give me two people who you have moving to Monday Night Raw. Oh,
to Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were going to ask me for my SmackDown bit.
No, we'll get back to that. Let's move a couple people to Raw.
Strowman and Ricochet.
Strowman and Ricochet. So you're keeping them together. You like that team.
Technically, yes.
Or were those two of your picks? Two different picks.
What's that?
Were they two actual picks, two different ones, or was that just one
they
pick?
Were two. They were, I have them written down as two individual
okay.
picks.
Just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have them?
But the added benefit is they stay together.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else having them move to Monday Night Raw?
Nope. I did not have either of them.
Did you, Cage?
I did not.
Okay. Cage, give me one that's moving to Raw.
Sami Zayn.
Officially moving Sami to Raw. Interesting move.
If they're going to... If we want to separate the titles, then we need Kevin and Sami on the same show. That's really the only reason I did it.
Be interesting. Keep them separated and both... One of them gets one belt and the other gets the other, and they have to find different partners. That's how you break the belts up.
Yeah. Oh, there's a twist.
That's a twist, isn't it? Not sure if it's a good one, but it's a twist.
I mean, with all they've kind of done to get to this point, I don't know if that would be the best idea.
No,
but,
it's not, but it's a twist.
Yeah, but it is an idea.
Kevin stays on SmackDown and defends both titles solo, and the same with Sami on Raw.
Okay.
We get I am the tag team champions on both shows.
And then they fight at Survivor Series against one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Tim, give me someone who's going to Raw.
Who's going to Raw? You keep asking me who's going to Raw.
Or okay, no, give me a SmackDown. Give me a SmackDown one for you then.
Okay, I'm sending Austin Theory to SmackDown.
Austin Theory and the U.S. title to SmackDown. So did you move the Intercontinental title to Raw?
See, you just can't get away from asking me who I'm sending to Raw. Yes, Gunther goes to Raw.
Okay. Is it Gunther or Imperium?
It's Imperium.
Okay, you're moving.
But I wrote them down as individuals.
Oh, all of them as individuals. Okay. Anyone have Imperium moving in any fashion to Raw?
I did.
I also did.
Okay. Figured that was going to be a key in that one.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys have Theory going to SmackDown?
Yep.
No.
Oh, okay. So you have
Let's talk about that.
You have one of them dropping the belts, huh?
Yeah.
Which one? Which one drops the belt, Brent?
Part of me would say Gunther.
Really?
Interesting. I think he could drop the belt there, because if I move him to Raw, the first big feud I'm putting him on has nothing to do with the belt, but it would be the main event feud of Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
Gunther versus Cody Rhodes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I knew exactly where you were going with that as soon as you said Gunther was dropping the title.
So here's a question. Did anyone have Cody moving to SmackDown?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Cage, who do you have? Give me one who's moving to SmackDown.
I thought of calling up Katana Chance and Kaden Carter and putting them on SmackDown.
The KC's to SmackDown. Interesting. Yes.
Bringing the rave. Whoop, whoop.
Well, I figure they've kind of done pretty much everything you can do on NXT for them as a team. So I think it's just time to bring them up.
I was in the same feeling. I wrote down call-ups, the KC's to Raw. Because I think, again, it is time for them to go up.
Yeah. I mean, I just picked SmackDown as a choice. I wasn't necessarily committed to it. It's just that's where I have them on my list.
Yeah.
NXT is a little hard right now, but just because some of the people I think that you would want to call up just got put into something that I'm like, I don't know if I want to move them.
I was looking at that and I had a lot of the same thoughts on some people that I was like, oh, they could probably, oh, no, never mind. They're kind of doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Bron Breakker turn just kind of screwed with a few things.
Yeah, and it's fresh, so like they could draw that out a little bit before they bring him up.
We were talking about this. Was it last night, Brent?
Yeah, last night.
NXT is supposedly developmental. The best place for him to develop as a heel would be down there before you decide is he a better face or heel in the main roster.
Yeah, that's what I thought as soon as I saw him deliver that super crazy spear on Tuesday.
Yeah, because you don't want to just turn him heel and then all of a sudden be like, we're going to throw you up to the roster where some people may not know you. Have fun.
No, it makes sense to kind of flesh that out down there because, I mean, like you say, it gives him a chance to see how he would work as a heel. So,
all right, Brent, give me a couple people who are moving to Monday Night Raw.
Okay. Okay, here's one. So we were just talking about NXT, right?
Yeah.
One person I would move, Grayson Waller.
I have that one down as well.
Because he
fits.
He fits, and the one thing I will say about him is I don't think he's ever going to be NXT champion.
He doesn't need to be either.
No, that's the thing. He doesn't need to be. He has he has gotten to the point in NXT where I don't think you can really develop him much anymore. And I know that they've got, is it Spring Breakin', I think, this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's before the draft.
Right, but what I'm saying is he's got his title shot against Carmelo.
Yeah.
If he loses there, he will have lost, like, against Breaker, against Johnny, against Melo. Your three big names in NXT. And it's just kind of like, that is a swan song. That is him being able to be like, screw it, I'm out. And then he ends up on Monday Night Raw, and he can be essentially the new Miz. And if you want to move Miz over to SmackDown so that you have two loudmouth assholes on opposite brands, so be it.
I'm going to throw a name out there to move to Monday Night Raw. I want to see if anyone decided to do this. L.A. Knight, yeah.
No, I kept him on SmackDown.
I did too.
Tim?
I did three.
I thought he'd get lost in the shuffle if they moved him to
Raw. Okay.
Yeah.
Tim.
Go ahead.
No, Brent, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I had one other one that I would move to Raw.
All right, I want to hear it.
Karrion Kross.
Interesting.
I thought about that, but he just got involved with Shinsuke, so I kind of left him alone.
You're
going to love this. You're going to love this. I got Karrion Kross going to Raw, too. But Shinsuke's going with him.
That could happen. I think Karrion might need a little bit more of the shine on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like moving Bobby and Karrion and Cody, I think could be a good storyline if you wanted to do that over the summer. So that was one I had.
Okay. Tim, give me just two in general.
Who in general?
Two in general.
Just whatever, wherever, whenever?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Karrion and Shinsuke to Rob, but throwing Matt Riddle and Elias
to SmackDown.
On a SmackDown.
Interesting. Anyone have those?
I had Riddle.
Riddle to SmackDown.
It just makes more sense to me because that current, you know, his returning rivalry right now is a solo, Sokoa. I didn't move, I did not break up the bloodline, and I did not move Sokoa anywhere. Let Riddle come to him.
Okay. Anyone break up the bloodline?
Nope.
No.
All right, Case, give me just two in general.
Judgment Day to SmackDown.
I would agree with that one. I have that written down.
Yep. Just because Rhea's the women's champ and it makes sense for them to...
And then they get to continue on.
I agree with that 100%, but I didn't have it on my list.
We want them to stay together for a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put Cameron Grimes on Raw.
Cameron Grimes.
He finally gets the call.
I made a little note when it comes to the Judgment Day and Rhea Ripley. And this is rhetorical, so don't try to explain it to me. Why is Rhea listed on both brands if she's the SmackDown Women's Champion?
Because she's technically a Raw. Never mind.
What did I just say?
So
it was rhetorical. Don't explain it to me.
So for those wondering,
why ask it?
So for those wondering,
why not just put it in the form of a statement?
Yeah. So anyway, for those
that
asking,
that's what a rhetorical question is. That was a statement.
Yeah, we understand that.
As a statement instead of asking a question.
We understand
some of us aren't smart enough to not answer rhetorical questions.
We understand.
Quit picking on Brent like that.
We understand that. But for those not understanding what was going on, Rhea is a Monday Night Raw superstar currently while holding the SmackDown title.
As a member of the Judgment Day.
Yes, while holding the SmackDown title. That's why she's on both brands. And also,
WWE has her listed as being on both brands. WWE.com.
I was going to say, we also shouldn't trust the folks over at WWE.com to keep up with all their transactions because it changes on a daily basis. So not always the best source.
They also have superstars still on the roster that have said they are no longer with the company.
And Bray Wyatt still has the Fiend picture. So, .com.
But they do have Uncle Howdy up there.
Hey, they just released this theme song. On their YouTube channel. Brent, give me one that we haven't talked about.
All right. I'm doing it. Baron Corbin to NXT.
Ooh.
Oh, is that the wild card?
That's one thing I'm throwing out there. Baron Corbin's not doing shit. Absolute not doing shit. And I think if you move him down to NXT, just like a Drew Gulak, just like a Apollo Crews, I think he can work with some of the people there and can help them.
I moved Baron Corbin as well, but I put him on SmackDown.
Do you do that as a draft, or do you just do that?
I would have him drafted to NXT because it would fit with that, you know, like the character. And it's one, you know.
Well, I'll take it to a step further. He doesn't get drafted. He becomes a free agent and NXT is the one who has to sign him.
I like that better.
Because NXT's not drafting anybody. He's a free agent, has to be picked up by NXT because neither SmackDown or Raw want him. That's how you do it.
Hunter to go to Sean and be like, look.
He's a nice kid.
You gotta take him.
He's a nice kid. Give him a chance.
Hunter,
don't do that to me.
Hunter, I've got a whole roster here. Sean, you need to do this.
Just kicked Steven again.
Or you go the other way and be like, listen, I sent you an email like 2 weeks ago and you were supposed to respond. I didn't hear anything, so I assumed you were fine with it. And he'd be like, you know how I am with the computer?
Yeah, I was going to say Sean's sitting there like pecking it with the one finger.
Keish, how many have we not touched on of yours?
Let's see, what do I got left? I sent Bray Wyatt to Raw and also called up Pretty Deadly to Raw.
Ooh.
I had Pretty Deadly going to SmackDown, Bray going to Raw. Yeah, that's good ones.
Yeah.
Because Bray needs to move, I think.
Yeah. I didn't.
I think Bray needs to. Sorry.
I was just waiting for you to finish because, like, it's you. I was just doing filler, but go ahead, finish.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Bray moving to Raw would be a little bit of a refresh for him.
Gives him ability to stretch his legs out a little bit.
Yeah. And then just like the KC's, Pretty Deadly was just kind of because I put that tag team on SmackDown, I put the other one on Raw.
That's why I did the way. I did it that way too. Yeah.
I didn't move Bray at all, but by all rights, actually, he should be on Raw. That Raw is the place for Bray Wyatt.
Fox likes Bray, so, you know.
Why I didn't move him? I don't know.
I don't know. You wrote down a whole bunch of people, and you didn't move him.
I sure did write down people.
So, Case, we covered everybody on your list?
Yep.
All right, Brent, finish out your list.
Okay, I'm going to get into my little bit of convoluted here.
Wait, but besides Baron Corbin going to NXT, it's convoluted, okay.
That one wasn't convoluted. That was only one person. I have a 2-for-1 trade here.
Okay.
Charlotte goes to Raw.
Okay.
Seth and Becky to SmackDown.
Ooh.
Okay.
That was the thing I was trying to talk about was the fact that I don't think you can have Becky and Charlotte on the same show.
No.
There is too much there still.
Politically, too.
Yeah. It's just, I think Seth is going to move to SmackDown to kind of shake things up. And plus, as always, he is a good foil for Roman. Mm-hmm. So having Seth just linger and be there on the outskirts of the bloodline, I think is one of those, like, God damn it kind of things for Roman. And then, of course, in keeping with the, you know, keeping couples together, Seth and Becky would move.
Okay.
As a tandem.
Okay.
So that was my big... those were three that were sitting there waiting. And then when it came to Imperium, it was a toss-up between them and the Brutes moving. Because, in my opinion, one of those two three-person factions had to jump to Raw. And I ultimately went with Imperium.
Yeah, you gotta move one of them, because especially if you're moving Judgment Day to SmackDown.
Yeah. You can't have full-out gang warfare again, even though we talked about last night. There has been, you know...
Gang wars!
Yeah, gang wars is something that is well entrenched in WWE history.
It is a skull eight ball. you name it. Los Barriquas.
Skulls, chains, eight ball.
Bells, crush, you know, all the likes. Is that all you got?
Yeah, that was all my 10.
All right, Tim, what else do we have for you?
Who's moving where?
Just finish your list.
Well, I'm putting the Street Profits on SmackDown.
Okay.
And that's basically the swap for Sherman and Ricochet, I guess.
Okay.
But I'm also putting Sheamus, Holland, and Butch on Raw.
Brutes on Raw, okay.
Yep.
Is that all you got?
Let's see. Well, I've got this is just a throwaway thing. I put Akira Tozawa and Bobby Roode on SmackDown.
Okay. Well, I don't think we're going to see Bobby Roode anytime soon, but that's good to move him.
If we see him before SummerSlam, I'll be surprised as shit.
I'd be surprised if we see him before WrestleMania 40. Because of neck things and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that wounded.
No, he had the fusion.
Oh, he had the fusion surgery. That's mm-hmm. right. Never mind.
Yeah,
I take back what I was saying.
He's going to be out for a bit.
It's going to be a minute.
And it's going to be a hot minute. Anyone else?
I think we went through my entire list. Karrion Kross, mm-hmm. The Brawling Brutes, all three of them. Imperium, Strowman, Ricochet, and Shinsuke Nakamura are going to Raw on my list. Theory, Tozawa, Baron Corbin, Ziggler, Riddle, Boogs. Oh, there's one I forgot. Rick Boogs to SmackDown. Street Profits, Elias, and Bobby Roode to join them.
Okay.
Holy shit, the Oilers just tied the game.
Cool. I would have Ronda and Shayna move. Mm. I think they need to get away from SmackDown a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You think Fox is going to let Shayna get away?
You mean Ronda?
Or Ronda?
If we go with what you said, and they give them Becky, I think that's a swap.
That's fair.
That's a fair swap. Yep. I give Tegan a shot on Raw because she needs time to grow. Mm-hmm. I'd move Asuka to SmackDown because I think she's done everything she can on Raw.
Yeah.
And I would have Gigi and JC come up. One goes to SmackDown, one goes to Raw. Because I think once their program is done, and I should be done relatively soon, I think their time in NXT should come to an end.
The only reason I didn't touch them is because I wasn't sure how long they were going to draw that out, yeah. If it was going to be past spring break or not.
Because you can even still draw it out and have them still drafted, because eventually they can just come up. They don't have to come up right away, but they can be drafted too. Hey, once our program here is done, you bring them up, you split them, and give them new focus. I think
that is a fair point.
I think that's what needs to be done, and I think moving New Day to Raw would help Raw. Because you got to, you also.
It wouldn't hurt Xavier Woods.
Won't hurt him, won't hurt Kofi. And if you're going to break the tag titles and the Usos somehow get the tag titles back, Usos New Day, we don't need to see it anymore. Because we've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
Giving New Day
a
chance.
To keep them separate for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, you got to move them apart, I think.
It's great. It's wonderful. We've just seen it a million times. And it's good whenever they do it, but.
Yeah. But we've all seen it, done it, bought the t-shirt, rented the movie, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we could use a good 2 or 3 year gap where they just don't touch.
So that's the draft. Starts this Friday on SmackDown, and the following week on Monday Night Raw it will finish. Who knows who's drafting for both either brand, because there are no general managers. It's just Adam Pearce drafting against himself.
Do we need people to quote-unquote draft, or...
You need some sort of authority to pick and choose, or at least get a representative from USA and Fox again. That was fun.
Yeah.
Because someone has to be like, hey, we want this. You need someone to be in charge.
I think it'd be funny if when Bayley got drafted, Michael Cole made the announcement, and when he saw the name, he was just like,
oh, God.
SmackDown drafts? Oh, SmackDown drafts. Bayley, and then Bayley just comes out and just starts getting all over him.
And I quote, Bayley has now been drafted to Friday Night SmackDown. But that'll do it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim?
Yeah, that's us for tonight, and another week in the books. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The new week kicks off tomorrow night. Immediately following Raw at 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Eastern, with the Raw post-show.
Yep. Hopefully. My eyes are awake enough that I do a post-show solo this Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern.
We really don't have anything much to plug for Thursday night because it's not May yet, so somebody's still on vacation. So maybe you should play Fortnite with friends on Thursday. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe maybe we will. I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see. But the Rack is back on May 4th to preview Backlash and catch up on 4 weeks of news.
You're going to definitely play like Fortnite and shit like that on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Fortnite with friends, followed by CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, SuperLive.com, GreaterThanGreatTheMate.com.
Next Sunday night is Can't Miss WTR Internet Radio Live. We're playing Pick'em. That's right. It's that time of the month.
Flash.
Will we also lightly touch on the Friday night draft?
Yeah, we'll mix it all in. Yeah,
we'll see if any of the shit that all three of us have marked. Well, four of us, if you want to include Rock.
I'm here too.
Because he's here too. If any of us got any picks correct.
Then keep your picks.
For SmackDown, anyway.
Oh, I was supposed to keep that?
Intern.
Yeah?
You might need to transcribe Casey's.
No, I can just do it. I can do it tomorrow when the pod drops.
There you go.
Damn it, I closed my Word doc.
Looks like me and Brent are going to be listening to the pod tomorrow.
I think I can remember for the most part who I had.
Yeah, I have most of them too, but I'm gonna need some confirmations.
I've had my picks in a notepad that I've saved to my desktop for 3 weeks now.
That's great. It's only been available for two. So there's that. This is the way to talk about the pod. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music. Just search Wild Talk Radio. It's there. Free to listen. Or you can watch the VOD on Twitch. Anyway, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Instagram.com/Wild Talk Radio. We're on TikTok at WTR Live. WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and the Twitters.
Yeah. Facebook and the Twitters. You can follow all of us on the Twitters. I'm there at Flames Forums. And you'll want to follow because you get some real gems on my timeline.
Gems.
Real gems.
Gems.
Like, gems.
Gems.
What?
What? Gems. You're saying gems. I'm agreeing with
you. Okay, well then shut up. I said gems. You'll get real gems on my timeline, such as posts that I put out earlier.
Chat,
today,
you know what to do. Send them gems.
Me telling, getting in trouble with my son's mother's side of the family. For instance, you know, when Owen was 12, I told him that if he grows up to be an Oilers fan, I'd have to disown him.
Does that mean you disowned your kid today?
He's not an Oilers fan.
Huh.
No, but, you know, I followed that up with Owen telling me last year he couldn't keep a secret any longer. He had to come out of the closet to me. I told him it doesn't matter. No matter what, he's my son. I'm always going to love him. And he said, oh, good. I was afraid you were going to disown me for cheering for the Oilers. You know, I stared daggers at him. Gotcha, Dad! You know, it's just our sense of humor with each other. And you'll get gems like that. Dad joke shit. But other things. So follow me at Flames Forums. Casey is even more gemmy on Twitter than I am, so you should follow him too.
That's not even remotely true. I don't tweet about hockey, though. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kyle Driver. I mostly share wrestling stuff about things I like that's wrestling, also shows that happen that I'm either affiliated with or on, and then this week coming up will be mostly improv related stuff because I have some improv things coming up next weekend. So yeah.
Awesome. Oh, hey. More Kichi improv stuff.
Yeah, I also have a store. It sells merchandise on Redbubble, and the link to that is in the description of my Twitter and my Instagram.
Buy Casey's Redbubble stuff. Oh, did you know I have Redbubble, Casey?
You do?
Yeah, steinsdesigns.redbubble.com. Go check it out.
Brent.
Brent, you're on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at KingKittens, where I send
meow
tweets.
A lot.
You what?
I said you meow a lot.
A little bit meow. Tim, you can have fun checking your Twitter.
You're a dead man.
You said send you gems, so I did. I also sent you llamas. Have fun.
I saw it. It's great. It's so shiny.
Yeah. Homer.
You can find me at King Kittens. That's where I have my usual diatribes there. You can also find me on CB Radio doing the Intern's Corner, where we learned all about the origins of 420.
We did.
Yeah. Ugh. Man, when 420 falls on a Taco Tuesday.
Anyway, make sure.
That's it. We're out of here. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. We'll catch you next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, for the WrestleMania Backlash preview edition of WTR Sunday night. Say goodnight, Keish.
Goodnight, Keish.
WildTalkRadio.com.